Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm a sieve, Danny Beard.
And I'm manifesting a six-pack, Billy Andrew.
And this week on the GG podcast,
Danny's doing a DJ set,
Billy's widening the gap,
and Mother May isn't the only mother on today's episode.
Ooh, secret lover. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
What? You started very strange then. And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hook up horrors, or getting the goss from you, the listener, and answering all your questions as always. Today we're talking about anything from voodoo sex to unexpected dungeon porn.
Right, okay, this sounds like an interesting episode.
I'm high on life, and also we've got the extra large monsters back in
we've
stock in
got
the local
the
co-op.
Big, big mother of all
mother
monsters.
Mother May of all cans.
We have got the lady down our mother monster can.
Oh, yes, we have. Put your pose up.
For those that can't see, which is all of you, because we don't put these videos out, well, this won't be a social clip.
Yeah, other energy drinks are available.
But this is like a big, big dildo can.
Yeah.
Girthy.
You wouldn't be able to sit on that.
Sit on that. I'd be able to swallow it.
You're vile. Girls, gays and A's, if you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch, share your biggest dilemmas, your dirty, dirty, crazy cuckoo confessions, mm-hmm. funny stories, or just basically anything, you know, crazy and camping. Cuckoo. Then all you've got to do is send us a WhatsApp.
Yep.
You can text us. You can voice note us.
Mm-hmm.
You can go fucking crazy.
You can go berserk.
They could go berserk. I've not heard berserk. It's berserk in here. How can they go berserk on our ass, Billy?
DM us.
Yeah.
At DJ Billy Andrew if you want to go berserk on my ass. No, at Gossip Gays Pod. Or you can fill in our sexy, sexy form. And that is in this episode's description.
Mm. Yeah. And that form, is crazy. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. What have you been doing this week? Where have you been gandering? You're back. Hang on, have you been back? Have we done
I was back last
yet?
Week. You forget. You are like that. You are like a goldfish.
I'm a sieve.
You are a sieve. You've got
I'm
mine like
a sieve.
I'm
just a big gay sieve.
Do you know,
I'm just a whole sieve.
I'm just a sieve, sir. I actually saw this video on TikTok where somebody was like, if you say something that you are, then you also become it. So somebody's like, people say, oh, I've got a mind like a sieve. And then the mind conditions itself to be like a sieve. You've got to say, I am memorable.
Okay. I am a six-pack goddess, muscular hunk.
And the brain of a
it's
whale.
It's not working. And I've got the brain of a whale. No, my brain's confused now. It thinks I've got the body of a whale and the mind of a hunk.
Okay. We did a photo shoot this week.
Oh my days. We did a shoot together.
We did. I hate photo shoots.
I love them.
Hate them with a
love
passion.
Them. With a passion.
But we've got some new artwork coming out because we thought, you don't have a wig on in that artwork that we currently have on our phone. I've got my
Do
old
you
lips.
Look at your phone right now, listener?
Yeah.
That ain't us. That was five faces ago. Wasn't
Literally,
it?
Literally. I think I've had my lips redone three times since that picture.
I've been on a Zempic, off a Zempic, on a Zempic, off a Zempic. I've yo-yoed 100 times. I'm currently in mid-phase, I'd say. I feel like I've put loads of weight on. I've been off a Zempic 2 weeks.
You've not put loads of weight on.
It's I'm eating like a pig. I get up in the morning and I don't stop until I go to sleep.
Can't stop till you're dead enough.
The problem is that my body thinks it's never had enough. This right. is a problem, a downside of Ozempic use.
I think
just
it's because,
want to put it out there, guys. Well, if you're thinking of doing Ozempic,
you're probably extremely deprived of most nutrients. So Lily, your body probably is craving those.
Do you reckon?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yes, yes. Most of the time, when you're craving something, your body actually is craving something to keep it alive.
Why do I always crave sugar?
I was just going to say, can you tell me, fucking PT, what nutrients are in the deluxe fucking quarter pounder from McDonald's? Because I've had about six of them this week.
Your body is saying, like, please give me vitamins and minerals and all these lovely things.
But
and
I never crave broccoli.
That's a you problem. That's a you problem. Right, your body's craving real things and you're not supplying it, so then you're still hungry.
Supply and demand.
Yeah.
Well, the demand right now is that I need to get back on Ozempic, which I'm doing from tomorrow because we're going on a meal tonight.
We are going for a meal tonight.
Where are we going? We're going somewhere nice.
San Calafumo for our friend Stephen's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday,
31st. But yeah.
31st,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're getting old. What are you pointing at me?
Because I forgot how old he was and you got it wrong first.
No, it was a slip of the tongue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else have we done? We had a photo shoot. We're going to have new artwork coming out.
Finally, new artwork. We actually got some really nice pictures, so thanks, Rudy.
Yeah.
You did our pictures.
Yeah, from Fake Trash Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have all updated artwork, screens in the studio. We've kind of teased a bit on our Instagram.
A little bit.
I edited a picture of Mother May.
Our
lovely producer. Did you not see where she's holding the...
Oh, yeah, but did you post that?
I've not posted it yet. Oh, but it'll be posted today.
Okay, perfect.
On this episode drop.
Okay,
is what amazing. I'm saying. So if you saw that picture this morning, I did that in the week. It went into our personal group chat. You are seeing it after everyone else, but that's fine. You're still part of the club. What else have you been doing?
Nothing.
Pardon me.
I've done nothing. I've been working. It's been like hectic, but that's it, really.
I can see my calendar fast approaching of just like shocker times, and it's stressing me out.
You're getting busy now. It's coming up to summer. It's getting warmer, actually.
We're
today,
doing Amsterdam,
I'm in a vest.
Where am I going? Bucharest.
Bucharest.
Sijet Festival. It's not been announced yet, but I'll tell you guys on here. Sijet Festival. All these mad places, and I'm just like, I just want to be home.
You're doing Brighton Pride.
I do this, though. Brighton Pride. I do this. I love Brighton Pride. Can't wait to be at Brighton Pride. Not with the band, though. It's the only big Pride I'm not doing with the band, but all the other big Prides, Manchester, Birmingham, and that, I'm doing with the band.
Amazing. And you're going into rehearsal soon for your band.
This week.
Next week. That's exciting. You're getting all your tracks together.
My set list, I think, is fab. Well, I mean, I'm putting it together. But I was on working with Morgan, obviously your fella, the last week or the week before. And this drag queen came on and I was like, is that one of my new set songs from my set? And she sang it. And then Morgan looked at me again. This one drag queen must have sang four of my new tracks. And I was thinking, am I like so not as original?
Who is it?
I don't want to say on here.
So someone's leaked your set list is what you're thinking.
Who's leaked my set list? I'm ready. I'm obviously not as important as I think I am in my own mind, but I thought, oh shit, maybe I'm really unoriginal.
Well, I know your set list and I know I work a lot in Via Manchester and I talk about it all the time, and there's loads of drag queens who perform there and nobody does the songs that you're doing there. So you are originally Manchester.
Anyway, it's going to be good. And also, I got Dex out this week in my house.
Yeah, I've seen
you. You showed up. You were shaking in your boots. Well, DJ Danny Beard might be back in town.
I was DJing for you at the other night, and you were like, I want to be a DJ then. And I didn't think you were going to take it serious, but now you've got your Dex out at home.
Dex out.
Asking me where to get tracks from.
Well, I'm just thinking it just like feels like it makes sense with everything else right now.
With Radio 1, it does make sense.
I'll ever stay there, yeah, but I'm only there for 4 months. Like
I know,
teacher.
But you are technically a DJ on Radio 1, so it'd be good to do a bit of crossover. I saw Nick Grimshaw was having a chat with this
woman.
I love
Grimmy.
Who's that woman?
Annie McManus.
Yeah, Annie McManus or whatever
Who's
her name
she?
Is.
Michelle's mum?
No, another DJ.
Right.
She used to be on Radio 1 as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I know who that is.
Annie Mack.
Annie Mack.
Oh, well, why is she not called Annie Mack?
Because she's called Annie McManus.
I don't know if she goes by Annie Mack in sort of DJ terms, but Annie McManus in...
Oh!
So, yeah.
I love that. Go on, Annie Mac. I actually do like Annie Mac. Go on.
So she was telling him loads of stuff about DJing, and people were commenting saying, isn't he a well-known DJ on Radio 1? Should he know all this stuff? And I saw all the comments. So just make sure you don't have weird conversations with people while trying to DJ.
Yeah, I'll try not to do that. Thank you for that.
Right.
Any other top tips for DJing?
Play good tunes.
Yeah, I do try.
That's
do
it. Try. Also, don't take all requests, because people are knobheads and people are stupid.
Yeah, I never took up. When I used to DJ back in the day, I used to say, yeah, no problem, be on in a minute. And they go, oh, I've just got to get through other people's first. It will be on, will be on. Thing and they come over an hour later, where's my song? And I'd be like, it's on the way.
That's what I mean. So you're best off telling people, no, it's not the vibe. No, it's not the vibe.
I know, but you don't mind being that cunt in the room. I can only do that when I've got a mic in my hand and drag and wig on my head.
No, because what they're going to do...
Sorry, guys. I'm really sorry, but bananas in pyjamas is not the vibe tonight.
No, I just say pick something from... Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's cool. Pick something more recent or something like that. Yeah.
Like,
pick a gay icon, darling.
Like, someone was like, oh, we play Barbie Girl. And I went,
what, Aqua?
Yeah, and I went, no, love, you need to go next door for that. We don't play that here. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? You just need to... When people ask for shit songs, say,
yeah,
not the vibe.
Yeah.
Not the vibe. Vibe check.
Pop.
Need a vibe check.
On over to that venue next door.
Exactly that.
That play that kind of
shit. Yes.
Yeah, well, do you know what, girl? I'm done chatting with you now. Should we find out what voodoo sex and unexpected dungeon porn is?
Right, let's crack on then. We'll be back with your gossip after this short break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions?
Ooh.
Are you gagging for the gossip? I'm tongue-tied.
Ooh.
That monster's going to the membrane.
Pangina heels.
That monster's going to the head. Or are you turned on by tittle-tattle? Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens and allies, and telling them to listen to us, the Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the podcast.
In my head.
Share this episode on WhatsApp
zombie,
now. We'll give you a zombie, few moments. I love that
zombie,
sound.
Zombie. Eh.
Why don't you sing that?
Eh.
The Gossip Gays.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, well, we are back. Welcome back, everybody.
We're
drafting producer Sam in to help us go through your messages, your dilemmas, your dirty confessions, your questions, either stuff you've heard firsthand, second time, third hand, or shit that you've just made up.
Seen it.
No, not shit. You've not
that.
Shit you've
we
made
up. We don't want made up shit.
Oh, sorry. No, we actually don't want made up shit.
Yeah, stop.
No, we don't, because people question the Freeban thing.
All right.
Also,
what? You're so sensitive
about that. It was specifically the Freeban.
Because I'm like, we do not lie on here.
Yeah.
All right.
But I do want to actually, something's just, before we crack on.
Go on.
I'll give this a nice clean bit of silence because you want to edit before that, Lily May. Very thoughtful of you. Before we crack on,
go on.
I actually want, I've got a bone to pick with a certain someone on the internet.
Go on. Ooh.
She's about 45. I don't know her.
Right.
Never met her.
Yeah.
I had to delete this comment. I was highly embarrassed until Billy made me realise.
I haven't.
She put, oh my God, that one speaking has got, what did she put? Chlamydia tongue. About
what?
Me?
What?
Oh, yeah, on one of our videos.
Is this on the Gossip Games?
Yeah.
I fucking died. Screenshot the comment, deleted it dead quick and sent to message to Billy and put, oh my God, some woman's just called me out for having a chlamydia tongue. My mind was racing, thinking, is she a sexual health nurse?
Right.
Is she this? Has she diagnosed me through the internet with chlamydia tongue?
You thought you'd been sucking some dirty talk?
Well, I mean, mama. If the shoe fits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, no. And then you were like, it's a blue tongue because you've just had a tango ice blast.
Yes, it was the episode where you had a tango ice blast and you're talking, sticking your tongue out, and it's all blue and furry.
I know. So just FYI, if you also thought I might have had a chlamydia tongue, I've not, and we shouldn't also be doing this, like, looking down on people with STIs. I might have had an STI.
You could have had an STI.
And I'll go and get tested, and I haven't, thankfully. I can talk about it now in case I actually did.
But yeah.
We shouldn't be doing that to people.
Yeah.
I thought, you fucking grow up.
Yeah.
Also, fucking grow up. Do your roots. And stop getting pictures with Disney shit in. You're 45.
Exactly.
I've also had a look at chlamydia tongue. It doesn't look like a tango ice blast, for what it's worth.
Does it not?
What's it look like?
I don't think it would look like anything.
All bumpy and blistered.
Usually you don't have it in the tongue. You have it on the throat, no? Usually you can't.
I think it depends how long you've had the infection.
Okay, so it's spread from the throat to the tongue.
It looks like you can get some kind of thrush system symptoms if you've had it infecting your throat for a while.
Oh, right, wow.
So it's not actual chlamydia on the tongue, but you can have it in your throat.
Just type gonorrhea tongue in.
Do you actually want me to type in gonorrhea
tongue? Let's just see all the tongues.
What else can
you get? Syphilis tongue. Let's see syphilis tongue.
Can you get syphilis tongue?
These are the same pictures.
They're the same pic. That's what she thought I had there.
Yeah.
Blue waffle tongue.
You need to get a... need to scrub your tongue.
I do scrub my tongue. Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. I have got a message here from a listener. This is a non-he-him. This says, hi, Danny, Billy, Sam and Lily May.
Ooh.
I'd really like to get your views on age gap relationships. I've recently been seeing a guy who is 10 years younger than me. At first, it was really casual, but it started to become more of a thing. He's really nice and seems mature, but I'm worried the age difference will be a problem in the future, and that if it may be better to quit now before feelings get too deep. I'd really welcome your opinions. Love the pod. You're all fab, and I look forward to listening every week.
Oh, well, first of all, a non-he him. Yeah. You've not put no fucking ages on here.
Yeah,
so
not enough information.
Not enough info. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, you're totally fine. And then I find out you're fucking 15. You know what I mean?
I think.
What the fuck?
Thank you, a non-he him, dedicated fan of getting in touch. I think you've not put the ages on because you're questioning the ages yourself. Because it's all 10 years. It doesn't matter if it's 10 years. It's all about the perspective of those ages.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it's 10 years and one's 40 and one's 50.
50 doesn't matter.
Even 40, 30, whatever.
Yeah.
Even like 25, 35. Okay, still both adults. If that person's 18 or a teenager still,
if it's got
and you're
teen
10 years
in the
over,
fucking age.
Yeah, that's kind of rule of thumb.
Yeah, I...
They're a bit too young, purely as well because...
Mature level.
I just found out because they submitted their letter through our form, they are 33.
Ah, okay. So
and 23,
okay, there we go.
So
thank you for submitting it through the form because we got extra ways of fucking tracking you down.
So we just found out this person is 33. So that means the
33 and a turd.
The person in question is 22.
22. Fine.
For me, I think the ages of 18 to 25, as I was saying, was like my teenage years. I was a fucking like going balls to the walls. You know.
I think the age gap here is fine. Like I think. You sound like you're worried about what other people are going to think of you.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw you two together, 22, 32, 33, 23, you could just be in the same friendship group. It's not like, all right, daddy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know, well, you might look really fucking old.
I know, yeah.
You might look 43.
To be fair, there is some 30-year-olds where I'm like, you look 40.
I met a 27-year-old at a party the other week and I was like, I definitely look younger than you, don't I?
You're breaking. Where is your hairline gone?
I will say that to him.
What are you doing meeting a 27-year-old in the park?
Party.
Party, oh, not party. A park.
Fucking hell.
Same question.
Get your mind out the gutter.
To be fair, me and Morgan's age gap, he's like 7 years. He's seven yeah. years older than me.
He doesn't look it.
No, and he doesn't...
When his Botox starts wearing off a little bit...
No, I think he sometimes looks younger than me, actually.
Yeah, he does, actually, but he's slimmer as well. No, 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 no. He's of a very slim build. He's a different build of you.
Very different build.
So I think slimmer people anyway...
Like a hippo and a giraffe.
No, it's I'm not. No, it's not. No, you're not. It's like a baby hippo and a giraffe. Okay. I'm joking, I'm joking. It's not. You're not at all. But... I think very, very slim people look young, do you not?
Sometimes, though, when some people are very slim, they can look, it ages them.
Yeah, I do agree.
Depending on the
or
person.
Or really fat people look young as well, because, like, you never see a wrinkle on a balloon.
Exactly, exactly.
That's what I always say.
But I don't think the age gap here is a thing if you don't think it's a thing.
Yeah, you've said that your partner's mature.
Yeah.
So... like, if they're mature, fine. If they were immature, then maybe it'd be an issue. But
it's different.
If they're mature, you're both adults. And also...
yeah, you're both adults. Don't question it. Just go with it. Be young, be wild, be fruity, be cuckoo, be crazy, be camp.
I suppose this listener said that they're worried that the age gap will be a problem in the future. But honestly, I think age gaps become less of a problem the older you get.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
So
well,
I don't see how it would
be. Yeah, dying first. It's not that big of an age gap.
I know, 10
years,
yeah, no,
that, like,
not.
You're going to be like rocking around fucking Canal Street with a fucking Zimmer frame and they're going to be popping ecstasy pills in cubicle 3. It's not like you're on a completely different planet.
Yeah, it's not like fucking 25, 30 year gap.
Yeah.
Then it might be then it might be hard.
I mean, like, what is the question?
Go on.
Tell me what you think about me. No, what do you think is too much of an age gap? Throw this one out there.
I think maybe...
25 years.
25 years is a bit big too one. Big for me.
If you were in
you
your 20s... If you're in your 20s when your partner's
you
born...
Don't know. You don't know that. They don't have
in terms of pop culture, in terms of relevant... of yes! Chatting.
You don't have to have the same pop culture to have a relationship with someone.
Ooh. Someone's into dairies.
I get that because you're dating somebody who's French who probably doesn't get the pop culture references that we have
yeah,
over here.
I'm fucking fed up of being like, oh, do you know who Jean-Claude is? I'm like, no.
Are you joking? How have you never seen fucking Les Mis?
You're quoting Mean Girls and he's like, what are you on about?
And he's like, yeah. At the end of the day, you're another day older.
No, you don't need the same pop culture. I purely think if one person... isn't mature enough to be making adult decisions, that's when it's not okay.
Okay. Like what?
I would say 22. Because right. Most 22-year-olds I know personally have still been very much mindset of like 19, 20.
Yeah.
I think actually 23 is actually, I think, a maturity point for a lot of people growing up.
It wasn't for me, you know. I'd say 28.
You've never had a fuck off. You're still not mature.
I'm more mature
Billy
now
sees
than what
it,
I was...
she wants it, she gets it. And if she don't grow, she's stamping more fucking feet. I ain't wrong. Only your best friend can say that
but
about
I
you.
Think I'm a young soul. I'm still
I'm
learning.
A young soul?
No, I think you've been around the block a few times.
No, I'm an old soul. You
know? Are an old soul. You
I
are
always
mature.
Had older friends than me.
Yeah.
But now I'm 31. I'm like, I'm a young soul. I'm a young soul.
No, you're not.
Promise I'm a young soul.
No, you're not.
I'm not, though.
Wise old owl sometimes.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Ancient.
Ancient. She's an ancient
She's
queen.
She's Grecian. What's Grecian?
Grecian.
Greece.
Greek.
Greece.
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 What about?
Oh.
Greek.
I thought Grecian was like ancient.
It's Greek.
Ancient Greece.
Right.
There you go.
Ancient Grecian. I've probably heard them together.
Yeah. Aphrodite.
Cut
out there.
This, please, Lily. May I sound thick as fuck?
Put it on
Old
TikTok.
Soul, are you? Thick as fuck.
Old soul. Thick as fuck. Back in my day, we never went to school. Had a paper round from six. What we're saying then, what's the longest age gap? Too big.
I don't think this
25
is too big.
Years. I don't think this is too big. Maybe. I think if you are over 18 when your partner is born, it's too much.
Agreed.
endof.com. I agree with Billy, hang on. Culture, you're going to like different music. You're going to one's going to be into fucking Teeny Tot and Tiny on the telly. The other's going to be into the Magic Roundabout. It's just not going to work.
The reason I don't think this like clear cut rule works is you're saying that there is no way that someone who is 14, someone who is 58 could be together.
14,
oh, no, I don't
15.
Care. Once you pass 48, you're
dead. No, but you just said if they were
18. Dead to me, 48-year-old ancient.
You just
I'm joking, guys. You're listening, you're 48, I'm joking.
If they were 18 when you were born, it's never going to work. But by that standard, 40 and 58 could never work. 50 and 68 could never work.
Well, I don't think they will. Because they...
So you would say to a 58 and a 40-year-old person that this age gap is wrong?
No, actually, that's different.
Yeah,
that's
this is why I'm saying again. It purely... I don't think that is a set you have to have this time. I think it's purely a case of, is the younger person an adult?
Okay.
Basically, is the younger person an adult? If they're a teenager, they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. If they're 20, I still don't think they are. 21, I'd still question it.
Yeah.
Right, all right, you're right. Next lap. I'm only joking. See, I just think for me, I look to the older man or my age or older. Like if somebody messages me on Grindr and it says 18, block.
Block.
Yeah.
Delete.
If it says 20, block.
Fair.
Because one, I know when I was 18, when I was like fucking 15, 14, I was on Grindr line with someone I was 18, first of all.
Well.
So I'm like red flag block.
Yeah, for sure.
And this thing, I know both of you have shagged people 20 years older than you.
Oh, I'd say
absolutely.
A lot.
Yeah, so what's all this about?
But this was just a...
Hypocritical is the way we both went, oh, absolutely. Billy shagged an 81-year-old once in the sauna.
I haven't.
Yeah,
my
yes,
mum listens to this.
Yes, you did. That's
mother. No, I didn't.
Listen, Tracy, just, I'm sorry everyone else listening. Tracy, he did. And the man lost his teeth in the hot tub. Billy had to soup the teeth out of the hot tub.
I put the teeth in my arsehole.
Do you want me to get your ass?
Where's you like a puppet?
I'm like a puppet. I don't say, where'd you come from?
Where's your chimney?
We're not allowed these monsters again, guys.
Right, next letter. Come
right,
on.
Right, I've got it? The next one. So, this is from Anony.
Ooh.
So, Anonymous has got in touch to say.
Go on.
Fucking everyone's Anon these days.
Yeah, I can't have Grindr then. Love the pod, always makes me laugh my pants off.
Good.
I didn't know this was coming. Recently, I had a hookup with a guy off Grindr.
God, it's all we talk about on here, go on.
When we met, to my
surprise... Should we sponsored by Grindr? Go on, baby.
When we met, to my surprise, it was mutual and instant chemistry.
Oh, I love that for you.
And we did the deed for hours. Certainly the longest time I've ever done it. It is like voodoo sex.
Voodoo sex.
I can't get it or him off my mind. Since then, he has been poor at replying and left me undelivered several times.
You're too keen.
To try and get over it, my friend suggested I hook up. However, I have had multiple hookups and nothing compares to my time with
nothing
him.
Nothing compares.
No. Do you want a cake? Desperate.
For context, he is likely moving away from my city in the next few months forever. I fear I won't ever enjoy sex again.
Oh, the drama.
Do I tell him how I'm feeling in hopes... Sorry, I'm not laughing at your problems. Do I tell him how I'm feeling in hopes to hook up again? I don't want to lose this. Please advise. Yours... A dedicated fan.
Baby, I am your voodoo child. First off, let's just crack it away. What's your thoughts there, Sam?
Too keen.
First off, I'm sorry that he ghosted you after you had a hookup.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
horrible.
Probably because you did meet on the contingency that you were just going to hook up.
For sure.
And, you know, there was no... indication that you would be a thing afterwards. So mm-hmm. That's not the right way for him to deal of it, but also you can't expect more from
nope.
that. Saying that, in the nicest way, get a grip. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
I also think...
You've had a good shag.
Yeah.
So happy for you.
Hang on.
You'll find another shag.
Hang on, but that's easy to say, but I think we should break this down for this person. For me, I'm not a doctor, I'm not going to like diagnose you without it.
Anxious attachment style.
You've got a bit of an attachment thing going on here. And I've hooked up with people that have been like that
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm, yeah.
And actually in the past, I think I've probably had hookups where I've been really into someone where I shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons. And I think what would help you is if you actually just broke this voodoo sex down into why you enjoyed it, what made it good, so good for you.
Yeah.
And then put that into your own practices of sex. So next time you hook up, oh my God, actually, we did foreplay for an hour first. Actually, we chatted for a bit first and then we got a drink and then we did some foreplay for a while. Break what made this sex great with him and then put that into how you like to have sex. Because what you've actually done is unlocked what makes you tick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean he's the one that makes you tick. Mm. So instead of attaching yourself to the person where he's not right because he's ghosted you, he's told you he's moving away from the city in the next few months, and I fear that he might not even actually be moving cities. But right, I just want to be, you know what I mean? I'm not being a C-U-N-T for no reason. I want this person to have good sex again, dedicated fan.
For sure.
I think as well, you're hanging on to the idea that you had instant chemistry. You were both horny. Doesn't necessarily mean the next time you met again, it would be like chemistry, because it's a hookup. Do you know what I mean?
For
it's
sure.
not always consistent chemistry with someone you're just hooking up with. So don't hold on to that.
Most of the time it's shit chemistry.
And also reading between the lines, which you know me, I don't like to go between them. But I think you've probably been a bit strong as well on the afterwards.
Little bit.
It sounds like, do you know what I mean?
When you get messy.
Yeah, you've been really
excited. You've been
excited,
for sure. And I've done it.
Add your eyes. I've done it. I'm not trying to sit here and pretend I've not.
Yeah,
I have.
I've been like this. I have had a hookup with people and then I've been messaging them wanting to meet up and I've been like, this is the best. I can see this going somewhere. Mm. In my head, I've popped a ring on it. I'm going to marry this person. Do you know what I mean?
Ring.
I've done that. But at the end of the day, they didn't get the same vibe back. All right, we had a good little time, but that is it.
And the age-old saying, Darylen, takes two to tango.
Yeah.
Thing is, if two people have like met to hook up on the basis they met to hook up, you cannot expect anything more than that.
I
used to live with someone who used to be devastated week in, week out because he'd be like, why do these men on Grindr just want sex? I'm like, because you're messaging people on Grindr who are advertising they just want sex.
For
like,
sure.
You can't be upset when that person
like
pulls away.
Only shopping in Asda and being like, why has it got Asda price written on it?
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Just to like, be like really clear as well. The question was,
you're getting a bit of a vocal fry like Miley, if you notice.
A vocal fry like Miley.
A vocal fry.
I mean, I
like
love
Miley.
That. Miley's great.
I just want to carry on.
Yeah.
I love it. No,
thank
I love
you.
It. It's mysterious. Okay, Sam just got the tongue out for you guys.
It was chlamydia tongue.
Sorry, I threw you off track.
No, it's fine. All I was going to say is the question was, do I tell him how I'm feeling? Please don't say to this person, nothing compares to the sex we've had. I don't think I'll ever enjoy sex again. Do not say that.
No, please don't say that.
Yeah. You can say,
wise advice from Sam.
You can say, hey, maybe it'd be nice to meet up once more before you move. But to be honest, if you're this attached, don't do it.
Don't do it. You're only going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the best
advice.
You've
got nice advice there, Sam.
Sam.
What if I just became Megan Thee Stallion?
I love that for you.
Nah.
I love that for you, girl. I think we've said what we needed to say here.
I
don't
do
want
as well.
To drag this on.
Don't beat yourself up, though, by
don't
the way,
beat
listener.
Yourself up. I think we should leave this on a high, high positive and say, you will find this again. And like I said, find out what made this tick. And I'm sure, like you said, you've had other hookups and nothing compares to your time with him, but as time moves on, things move on. I remember feeling like I'd had the best shag ever once. And then
I do. I can remember I met up with this guy and it was like, the chemistry was right, it was tight. And I hadn't had a hookup like that since, probably. And this was a few years ago.
You say it was tight?
Same.
Well, everything was just right, tight. It was like we were
two cogs
and we connected.
Ooh,
it was amazing.
Like that, though. I remember I felt like that. I was in my past relationship. I had a hookup.
Yeah.
And that other person I had the hookup with, they were also in a relationship.
Mm.
Well, and we both were like,
This is mind-blowing.
It was mind-blowing. And then I was like, put everything into perspective. I'm in a relationship. He was in one. It wasn't right at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think you'll find someone else.
For sure.
Like, end off. Yeah. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah,
I feel like I got very passionate during this letter. I don't want to listen to feel like I was grilling them.
You would not. I agree.
When I first started like dating and hooking up, I did exactly the same thing. I got too attached very quickly, and that was wrong. That said more about me than it did them. And then on the back end
I'm
of
just
it,
stroking your leg out of compassion.
Thank you. But I've also had the opposite end where I felt like people got way too attached straight off the bat and it really threw me off.
You must get that a lot being a PT. When I was dating, I got that a lot being a Z-lister. And I imagine being a PT is like being a Z-lister.
What, Z-lister Beckles? Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Girl, you know what I mean. Let's move on. Dedicated fan, we love you. Just chill the motherfuck out.
Yeah.
And if you need any more help and advice on it, message Billy. Okay, shall I move on with the next letter?
Absolutely. One more letter.
That was scary. I prefer you with a vocal fry. This is from Debs.
She, her.
It's not my mum, is it?
Hope she, her. It's not your mum.
Well, it could be because it says Lovely Sam on it.
Oh, my God.
This, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hi, Danny, Billy, Lily May, and Lovely Sam.
Lovely Sam?
I'm a long-term listener and ally, and I thought I would share a story with you. Sam's bright red. I do admit that I have a bit of a shoe addiction. If I'm happy, I buy shoes. Sad, I buy shoes. Bored, I buy shoes.
This is my mum.
You get the picture. So I bought some shoes from my favourite brand online. After a week or so, they were delivered from Italy. She's glam. I opened the box and they looked fabulous. Then I went to the bottom of the shoebox for the authenticity card, which is always there. But alongside it was another envelope. It was a postcard. It was postcard sized with beautiful Italian script on the front and franked for postage with the shoe brand's logo. This wasn't too much of a surprise because in the past, they've often sent postcards advertising campaigns, so I opened it. Oh, my goodness. The postcards were set in a dungeon. Not this brand's normal advertising. And there were naked women pooing into buckets. While chained to walls and dirty mattresses. In the top right picture... In the top right was a picture of the ladies in their normal workwear. This felt very niche. Somebody at Gucci had sent me a poopy dungeon porn in my shoebox. So I called them. UK Gucci did not want to handle it, so they put me through to Italy because that's where they were shipped from.
Oh, my God.
I spoke to somebody who was really nice, but I don't speak Italian, and his English wasn't good enough to understand when I was saying... poopy dungeon porn. But we got there in the end. Thank you, Google Translate. The poopy dungeon porn got picked up by courier and sent back. The person responsible was found as he had put his return address on the envelope. So that was sorted. And I got a lovely scarf to say sorry from Gucci. My dilemma is how do I stop calling it the poopy dungeon scarf when people... when people compliment me when I wear it. And should I tell Sam that I wrote him? Lots of love. Sam's mum.
Oh, thanks.
But it actually says Sam's mom.
Yeah,
which I love because Sam always says mom.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't believe your mum's written it.
I love that.
You know what? Bless Debs, because not only did she have to experience that, but she had to explain to her child what German dungeon porn was at a very young age when it arrived at the house. I mean, I think I was like 14, too young to know about German dungeon porn.
Yeah.
So and look what you've done to him, Sam's mum. Look what he's turned into now. Does your mum get involved with like us calling you a Tory and stuff? Does she think it's funny?
She laughs. She's
not a Tory, really.
No, she's not.
Well, she's buying Gucci. Green. I mean, it's giving Tory vibes.
What? Because she's got Gucci?
Well
some people like woman. Designer brands and don't wear fucking...
You've got a Vivienne Westwood Tory. Necklace right now.
I know.
Mine's from Newbury Market, darling. I don't think it's real.
Yours isn't. Yours no, is so real
I know,
deal.
I know.
I do Sam's like that my mum really took the time to... highlight how many Gucci shoes she has.
I love that. Yeah. Sam's mum's won. She's ruined the episode because she's won.
She sounds great. Does she have mum, by the way?
She has a shoe room.
Yeah.
It's very cool. She turned the spare room into a shoe room.
Was it your old room?
No, it was already a shoe room when I was there. So when people stayed over, they got to stay in the shoe room. Yeah.
I bet whoever sent that poopy dungeon card would love 10 minutes in your mum's shoe room.
Can I just say, what was on the card? It was porn.
Yeah.
So we're like pictures.
It's all in
people.
Black and white, so it's kind of hard to see.
It was pictures shitting. In workwear and then pictures of women pooing into buckets chained to mattresses and walls.
Well, I remember when my mom
what,
first.
What would it have said on there?
That's strange, isn't it?
Well, when my mom was first looking at it, she was holding it upside down for ages. And my stepdad had to come and flip it over. And then right. they both went, oh.
She was like, what's this?
Yeah.
And then somebody flipped it. Like, okay. Yeah.
But I remember it was this whole thing. They found out that basically someone who was working in a factory at some point across the line was yeah. basically sending German dungeon porn in items from like country to country. So the idea was it got sent in from Italy. Yeah. Somewhere along the line between here and my mom's house, someone would have taken the German dungeon porn out, right. but they didn't. And it uncovered this whole operation about someone illegally sending out German dungeon porn.
So your mum
was there a disc?
Oh, yeah.
Was there a website to visit for research?
No, no idea.
Oh, my
no
God.
Idea.
So the dilemma is how do I...
Lily May. She asked me to get it.
So how do I stop calling it the poopy dungeon staff when people compliment it?
Keep calling it the poopy dungeon staff.
It's a great story.
That story.
It's a great story. Yeah, keep calling it that. I would anyway.
Sam's mom has just... I can't believe I'm saying mom.
Gossip goddess.
She's the gossip goddess of the week. End of talk.
What a fun surprise.
Poopy dungeon porn.
Well done, Dad.
I can't believe you didn't get on to when we said at the top of the show, poopy dungeon porn.
I can't even believe I didn't clock.
Unexpected dungeon porn there.
Yeah, you know what? It
now
was
you've
unexpected.
Seen it. Now you've seen it. You should have expected
I
it.
I feel... Oh, well, that was nice.
There we go.
Thank you, Debs, for being part of the show. We should do
we'll
a
just need
mum
Tracy
special
and Trish
again.
Now to
get
write
Tracy,
in.
Trish, Debs. Is your mum knocking about, babe?
Yeah, she's alive.
Yeah, great. She's alive.
Okay.
Thank God, really, because that would have been awkward.
I know, it? Yeah.
Really made me like, no, actually, we're burying her on Tuesday.
Recording.
Oh,
she don't listen to this. She don't want to listen
yeah.
to this.
Well,
I don't talk enough in it for
her
to listen.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Well, if you're one of our mums, or you just
my
a
mum's
listener,
not listening. My mum's not listening for years.
And you want to get in touch with us, share a funny story, a dilemma, or anything else, Camp Crazy, or cuckoo. You can do that by sending us a WhatsApp, text us, voice note us, go wild. DM us on Instagram, at Gossip Days Pod, or fill in our form. And if you wish to remain anon, just say, and we'll never out you. And if you want to send a voice note, we can disguise your voice if you really want to be that pretentious.
And if you want to send us some German dungeon poopy porn,
PO Box, Gossip Days.
Send it to at Not a Samuel on Instagram. And don't forget as well, guys, if you've been crazy enough to action any of our advice,
yeah.
then get back in touch and tell us because we'd like to know how it's going. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star glowing review and we'll be back with a brand new episode on Monday. It's our bonus.
You're fabulous.
Love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.